I have Alzheimer's disease. Early onset.
Oh my God.
Julianne Moore stars in the movie Still Alice as a woman diagnosed with early onset or young onset Alzheimer's disease. That's someone diagnosed with Alzheimer's before age 65. Moore plays a vibrant wife, mother, and college professor in the film.
I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
More than 5 million Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, according to figures provided by the Alzheimer's Association. Western New York Chapter Executive Director Leilani Pelletier notes the disease is on a crippling path.
We can treat the symptoms a little bit, but in terms of a cure, there is none. As far as a way to prevent it, there is none. There is no way to slow the progression of it. There is nothing to do about it. But the medications that are used to help manage the symptoms over time are helpful. But really, to make an impact on this disease, to stop it, no, nothing.
Pelletier says projections indicate 16 million Americans will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's by the year 2050 unless something is done soon. She notes current spending on care for Alzheimer's patients cost billions, that's billions of dollars each year, while only about $166 million is spent on research.
What we're spending on research versus what we're spending on care through Medicare, Medicaid, insurance, private funding is way out of proportions. Last year, President Obama signed into law NAPA, the National Alzheimer's Project Act, which is meant to pull the government around this impending tsunami of people with Alzheimer's disease, trying to make a plan, increase funding over time. But that still takes a lot of work to try to make that happen.
Meanwhile, Pelletier says those fighting for more funding for Alzheimer's research hope the movie Still Alice puts a face on the disease and draws more money to help find a cure, prevention, or help for those dealing with the symptoms. She also hopes the movie lifts people's fears about talking about Alzheimer's.
What I hope is that people that are impacted by the disease right now take this as a tool and will feel more comfortable talking about it, that they'll reach out to the Alzheimer's Association for help or support. And if they're concerned and they have questions, to call us and just talk about it. Calling us doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's disease. It just means you have some questions. And I hope this will empower people that are living with the disease to see that it can be done beautifully, and also for their families to know how important their role is in the life of that person in helping to make them well and live a good life.
Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.